Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George. Retiring Zion National Park Superintendent Jock Whitworth talks with Amnesty Kokonowski, Forest Service Safety Officer, about the role that our national parks have played in his life and the life of his family.
How about early memories of exploring the wilderness or being outside?
In Trinidad, we lived right across the street from the Fisher Peaks, which was a large mountain, which is now wilderness and is very wilderness quality back then. Three of us, all four and a half, crossed the road, went through the barbed wire fence, and went from juniper bush to juniper bush. And have vivid memories of seeing bison and grizzly bears and hearing war cries. As I grew older, I realized that was birds and cattle, but to us, they were bison, bears, and war cries. So we then snuck back to the fence, and all three of our moms were there. They all had belts, and they spanked us all the way home. Fortunately, it wasn't very far, but to me, I thought, this has to be good if you're going to get spanked for going in there. So definitely was my first memory of wild places and wilderness-like experience. Dad loved to hike and camp and fish, so we did that a lot and moved to Deming, New Mexico, and started kindergarten there. We would go into the Gila Forest and car camp and camp outside and fish a lot and hike a lot. Really those early experiences of going into the wilderness in Trinidad and Colorado and New Mexico. So starting when I was 4 and a half, it's a huge part of my life.
You mentioned your friend Bo. And then when we were talking the other day, you mentioned Wes and some road trips the three of you took.
Bo was a neighbor from two blocks away when we met. Through much of our school years, we were close neighbors. So Deming is not quite tropical paradise. It has some nice desert mountains, and I was a rock hound, so I climbed the mountains a lot. When we graduated from high school from Deming, Bo Williams, Wesley Westbrooks, who was like the valedictorian of our class, and I took a 65 Volkswagen bus with a Ying Yang on the front, and we headed north to Canada and Yellowstone and down the Pacific coast. It was quite a trip. The bus, Bo and I overhauled the engine in auto shop, which wound up to be not so good after a while. We had some mistakes there. So we took that up to Yellowstone, and first big park experience going through Yellowstone. There was back in the day when it was just a road jam from people stopping and see the wildlife and you couldn't get anywhere. We then found a campground, stayed one night, and really didn't enjoy the experience because of the crowding and the people and a variety of things. So we stayed one night, made spaghetti that was so bad that a stray dog came up and ate some of it and spit it out. Because we weren't going to eat it. It was horrible. Third road trip, Bo and I went to Sequoia Kings Canyon in my MGB and backpacked for the first time into the Sequoia Kings Canyon backcountry and just thoroughly enjoyed it. And that all led more and more to why I wanted to be a park ranger. We'd go to the campfire programs at night. The scenery was spectacular. We drank out of the streams and ate the fish. And really was a remarkable road trip in that time as well. Amazing experiences in national parks. And still there, and something that we realize we're losing is people having that affinity with wild places, national parks, and it concerns us because what if they don't care anymore, and they don't fund us anymore, and they start selling them off? And there's been some politics lately that said they should maybe, but so getting those good early experiences in parks, very important. Wild places and getting kids in the parks. I mean, that was first wilderness experience 4 and a half.
So at some point throughout these national parks, you started a family.
Yeah. Sarah was born when we were at the Grand Canyon, and we were living in an old trailer, and the power went out, and there's electric heat, and it got down like 30 degrees. No, lower than that, 20-something, 23 degrees. So, and all the power went out in the park, so I'd walk to the office and sit there in the dark, freezing cold inside the trailer. So Nathaniel was born at Wopatki. John was born at Carlsbad. John, really, we'd get kids in the woods early. He was a landscape photographer. He's out every day taking pictures and hiking in the woods and camping out.
So what's next, Jock?
I don't know yet. May retire January 3rd, maybe July, maybe longer, depends. And then travel, you know, really want to get out and travel beyond our boundaries, beyond our borders. You know, I'd love to go to Switzerland and South Island and New Zealand. And I've, you know, probably keep active in things that where I can contribute and hike, take pictures.
It's really interesting to hear about your 35 years in the Park Service and the relationships. I wish you the best.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving northwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.